Peace for an Eye. Saul went back to his hometown after he was made king and the ceremony was over. God moved several fighting men to go with him. Others laughed at the thought of him being their king. They showed their disgust by refusing to give him a gift. Saul ignored this and went back to work on the family farm. At that same time, the Ammonite army went to fight against a city in Israel. The leaders of the city said to the Ammonite king, "We're willing to surrender to you. What are your terms?" The king said, "Here are my terms. I'm going to use you to insult all of Israel. I'll do this by gouging out the right eye of everyone who lives in your city." The leaders of the city sent back a message, give us 7 days to consider your demands. We'll use that time to see if anyone in Israel is able to help us. If not, we'll submit to your terms." The city officials sent messengers to all of Israel. When the news of this came to Saul's town, the people began to mourn and cry. Saul came into town with his oxen after finishing a day's work in the field. He looked around and said, "Why is everyone crying?" They told him the terms of the Ammonite king. Anger burned within Saul when he heard these words, and the Spirit of God took control of his spirit. He turned and killed his own oxen. He cut them into pieces and sent them throughout Israel with this message: "Look at this piece of meat. This is what your ox will look like if you don't come immediately and fight. Every man is to march behind Saul and Samuel. There are no exceptions." As soon as people heard this message, the fear of the Lord filled them. 330,000 men united to follow Saul into battle. He sent a message to the city that was under the threat of the Ammonites. "We're bringing an army to defend you. We'll be there before mid-morning." The people of the city were overjoyed. They sent a message to the Ammonite king and said, "We'll come out to you tomorrow. You can then do whatever you want with us." Before sunrise, Saul's army attacked the Ammonite camp. The Israelites kept killing Ammonites all morning and into the afternoon. Only a few escaped. After this great victory, the people said to Samuel, "Who are those men who were disgusted about Saul being our king? Give us their names, and we'll kill them." Saul spoke up, "No, don't kill them. Today is a special day. Today, the Lord delivered Israel." Samuel said, I have a better idea. Let's unite together and once again make Saul our king." So the people united together and rejoiced as they made Saul their king.